from the great outdoors. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Saturday, November 27th, 2021. We'll see if I can get this out. I am freezing up here. Later on this morning, Key West will see cruise ships for the first time in 20 months. Two ships are scheduled to dock at the island after a cruise ship ban was passed last November. Azamara Quest is scheduled to dock at 7:30 with 686 guests, while Crystal Serenity will dock at 9 with 1,040 guests. Activist groups against cruise ships continue to remain vocal about not wanting ships to dock in Key West, while local business owners are ready to welcome cruise ships with open arms. Key West continues to remain on various cruise itineraries throughout early 2022. And with COVID cases rising in some European countries, MSC Cruises has made vaccinations mandatory for all cruise ships across the globe. The rule already applies to cruise ships sailing from North America and Northern Europe, but now has been added to the Mediterranean sailings throughout this winter. MSC hopes to have its global cruise fleet back in service by spring of 2022. And it was a brutal day on Friday as cruise stocks all dropped into double digits with concerns among the new COVID variant. At opening bell, Carnival Corporation dropped 10% within minutes and others quickly followed suit. The three cruise operators, Carnival Corporation, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, and Royal Caribbean Group, control nearly 20 cruise brands in the U.S., Europe, Australia, and Asia. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 10.9%, 17.95. Royal Caribbean down 13.2, 67.98. And Norwegian down 11.3, 20.06. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here on the Blue Ridge Parkway, just outside of Asheville, North Carolina, 37 degrees with an even colder wind chill. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a nice weekend.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.